From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In this segment of the program, we're going to look at the ongoing battle for one Iraqi city. Mosul is in northern Iraq. It straddles the Tigris River on the main road south to the Sunni heartland and the capital, Baghdad. And it is the scene of an intense struggle between insurgents and U.S. and Iraqi troops. We're going to hear two reports, one from our reporter who spent time with the Kurdish militia in Mosul, and this story from NPR's Philip Reeves, who was embedded with U.S. forces.
Some U.S. commanders in Iraq suggest the insurgency may have ebbed, but it's far from over. Ask Staff Sergeant Jason Bibo. Suicide car bombs blew up beside his Stryker armored vehicle twice within 3 days. The sergeant escaped untouched, but for a pair of singed eyebrows.
The concussion on it is what caused the most problems. It knocks everybody inside the vehicle, throws dust and debris all over the place, and just takes your vision down to 6 inches in front of your eyes.
Bibo from Michigan works the streets of Mosul. Here, barely a day's passed this month without an attack on U.S. troops by a suicide car bomber. Bibo's battalion, 124, patrols the city's west side under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Eric Carrilla.
Well, you have a city of 2 million people. It's got Kurds, Turkmen, Arabs, Sunni. There's a large cross-section of the population in here that they can hide in and out of, that they work with, and work a lot with the villages on the outside.
There's a saying in Mosul that you can't throw a stone without hitting a Ba'athist. Saddam Hussein developed the place as a military-industrial complex dominated by Sunni Arabs. This, plus an undercurrent of Islamist fundamentalism, may be one reason the insurgency burns on.
All right, gentlemen, we'll have a three-shipper going out today. There is a significant threat of SV beds today. John, highlight it.
Carrilla briefs his soldiers as they prepare to hit the streets. There have been 8 suicide car bombings against his men in 10 days, plus a 9th which they intercepted. Today, there's a strong chance of another.
Hey, do we have fixing up?
As they set off in their Strykers to hunt down the bombers hunting them, they know the risk. Recent car bombs have been packed with 155mm South African-made mortars, producing blasts which send flames 50 feet in the air. None of the colonel's soldiers have been killed, though one lost an eye and another's in critical condition. This doesn't appear to dampen their zeal. Private Victor Quinones from Modesto, California.
Sometimes when I see the innocent people, yeah, you know, you get kind of like, you feel bad for them. But when we kill the bad guys, it feels great. Never felt no other feeling like that. To know that that guy was bad and our weapons ended his life, feels good.
It's directly in front of us. Kind of up to the, it's white, it's kind of up, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
On a screen inside the Stryker, Quinones can see a car which matches the description of a suspect vehicle. It seems to be closing in. The driver ignores their demands, so the U.S. troops shoot out his tires. They search and question him, but find nothing incriminating. Such scenes appear alarming, but Mosul's actually significantly calmer than it was 5 months ago. In November, almost all the city's police and many Iraqi soldiers fled as insurgents seized control of entire neighborhoods. Night after night, corpses of Iraqi soldiers and policemen were dumped in the streets, shot through the head or decapitated. The colonel's patrol moves on, watched from above by 2 U.S. helicopters and a pair of fighter jets. It moves through the market. Past the butcher's stalls displaying the heads of freshly slaughtered sheep, past the tables laden with vegetables and rice. Carrilla, a tall, imposing man, strides confidently around the streets, shaking hands with some Iraqis, hectoring others. He says Iraq's January elections helped swing Mosul against the insurgents, and they're providing far more tip-offs. But not every citizen's cooperative. At an ice factory close to the scene of a recent bombing, Carrilla stops to lecture an Iraqi man who's reluctant to talk.
Remember, we've talked about this before. You have to open your eyes. The rest of the good people of Mosul in certain neighborhoods, they open their eyes and they don't allow the terrorists to come in there. If they do, they call.
Carrilla and his team move on to a battered, bullet-scarred police station.
Hey, sir.
Hello.
How are
In western Mosul, about a quarter of the police who abandoned their posts last November are back on duty, including these men.
Are you remodeling?
The colonel says they've returned with a different attitude.
Before, they were living in fear. You had that mass murder campaign going on in November and December, you know, 200-plus bodies decapitated throughout the city. And what we're finding is the police, one, are staying. They've been attacked almost on a daily basis, and the police are fighting back. They're taking casualties, but they're fighting back.
Casualties are not confined to the Iraqi police. Many insurgents have been killed by U.S. forces since November. The insurgents now face a U.S. military which has far better intelligence about their operations than before, and hundreds of them have been detained. Yet U.S. commanders say funds are flowing in from Iraqi Baathists in Syria, and that new fighters are joining the insurgency. Until recently, the U.S. military characterized their enemy in Mosul as mostly Iraqi Sunni Arabs. That's still true, but Kirilla says there are now more foreigners.
We do know that they come across the border in Syria, and we're always working on trying to close that border. We used to call a foreign fighter anybody outside of Mosul. That's kind of what the people of Mosul call a foreign fighter. But lately, after killing them, we know we've killed Jordanians, Algerians, Saudis. That's happened in the last couple weeks, where we've been able to get that type of intelligence on some of the foreign fighters.
Iraqis working with the country's new authorities are still getting assassinated, and the U.S. military believes the insurgents have no shortage of extremists willing to blow themselves up to kill an American soldier. Despite this, Sergeant Jason Bibo, the survivor of two suicide car bombings, believes the U.S. is winning.
The soldiers have gotten better. We've adapted to the scenarios out in town, the way the enemy's attacking. We've adapted to that, and at the same time, the enemy's adapting the way we're adapting to them. It's a constant battle.
A battle that in Mosul has some way yet to run. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.